Stories of the Bible. Joshua and the Israelites crossed the Jordan. This is Joshua.
Hello.
Joshua was the leader of the Israelites, who God would use to take his people into the promised land.
Yeah, let's do it.
Joshua readied his people to cross the Jordan River, which was the only thing dividing the Israelites from the land that God had promised to them.
All right. Right here. Okay.
They camped beside the river for 3 days, waiting, just as the Lord had commanded them. At this time of year, the Jordan River was flooded and flowing with so much water that it was impossible to cross on foot.
And then the Lord said, "Let there be water."
Hey, priest!
Yeah?
Come on!
God told Joshua to tell the people that the priests would carry the Ark of the Covenant and lead the people through the water. He told the priest to step into the rushing waters.
What?
Huh?
And when they would do this, the waters would stop flowing.
What?
And as soon as the priest did this, the water of the Jordan River did stop flowing.
Yay!
And the priest stood with the Ark of the Covenant on dry ground as the Israelites crossed to the other side.
All right.
God told Joshua to send 12 men from the 12 tribes of Israel to take 12 stones from the place that the priests were standing. When all this had been finished, as God commanded, Joshua called the priests from the Jordan.
We're good, come on.
As their feet left the Jordan River, the waters came back into place, just as they had been.
Wow!
Yeah!
They brought their stones to their camp and set them as a memorial, so future generations might remember the story of how God brought his people through the Jordan River on dry ground.